The following hour is brought to you by Midas Resources, your trusted source for precious metals. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Coming up on Wednesday, House Armed Services Committee with a big showdown and a grilling of the Secretary of Defense, Chuck Hagel, over Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl, who says he doesn't want to be called sergeant because he got that promotion when he was being held captive by the Taliban and wants to be referred to as a private. How was your weekend? I hope it was good. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this fabulous country. It was a pretty weekend for some as we're starting to really see summer being ushered in, thank goodness, huh? After the crazy, long, strange winter a lot of us suffered through, even in some very unusual places where we don't normally see weather drag out quite that long. So, besides the conversation over Bergdahl, there is also a lot of conversation over our immigration policy because what's happening is, and the governor of Arizona is tired of it, they're taking kids, all these amount of illegal children who are just crashing the border, a lot of them from Central America, and because there's not enough Border Patrol agents to handle it, they were dumping them in Arizona, getting them on a Greyhound bus. Boom, let's process them there, just get them on these buses. And some of them are just flooding and walking away, flooding the streets. And it's a nightmare. The governor is saying, stop it. You can't handle it. We can't handle it. What are you doing to us? So it's not surprising, with the porous border and all the problems that we know we already have, and we've known for decades, it just gets worse. There's another angle. There's another problem. And this is a pretty big problem in trying to process who the kids are, where they're from, where they're supposed to be. That whole process can't take place because there's too many. There's thousands. And in your mind, can you just picture it? You are seeing people just pour over the borders. And we're talking about not Tijuana, not Juarez. We're talking about the areas that are more wide open, which makes it that much tougher and that much more chaos is going on. Coming up this hour of America Tonight. This is a problem that we have. I mentioned summer. Finally, a lot of us are starting to see summer temperatures, some not thrilled by it, some ecstatic about it because of the crazy winter. Mosquitoes are the unfortunate problem that you run into in the summer. Some people are freaked out about West Nile virus still and other things that a mosquito can carry and just getting mosquito bites. Conversation with Greg Stebbin from Men's Health Magazine about things that you can do to stop the mosquito. It is the age-old question, isn't it? What is the best way to prevent mosquitoes from biting you? Spray yourself silly. Doesn't always work. Citronella candles, fans. I mean, everybody's got a solution, but does it work? He's actually got some pretty good ones that they talk about in the mag that may help some of you who are struggling with that problem or you're anticipating that you're going to struggle with that problem. This was sad. Over the weekend, I got a tweet from somebody. Somebody directed me to a tweet about Tracy Morgan, the comedian actor who was in a Jersey hospital after being in a horrific accident. It was a chain reaction crash on the New Jersey Turnpike early Saturday. It was like 1 o'clock in the morning. Killed one man who was also a comedian, left three others critically injured, including Tracy Morgan. If you don't know who Tracy Morgan is, he's one of the stars of 30 Rock, that show, Saturday Night Live, a longtime player back in the day for Saturday Night Live. He had a broken nose, broken ribs, broken femur, and he was in really bad shape. He was in a hospital in New Brunswick, and they called his family to get his family there, and he's doing a little bit better. A lot of people are trying to take a breath. So he's doing a little bit better than he was when they first brought him in. A Walmart truck driver has been charged in the accident. They think he was dozing before the collision, an 18-wheeler. This 35-year-old, Kevin Roper is his name, just as an aside, from Georgia, charged with death by auto and four counts of assault by auto, too. His truck smashed into the back of Tracy Morgan's chauffeured limousine bus after he swerved to avoid a crash in another area. So he turned himself in to state police. He was released on $50,000 bail. And, of course, he's on administrative leave, and we'll see how that all plays out. The thing that's scary to me, if he was dozing, we talk about accidents and distracted driving, and this is a big problem. People are exhausted and they're driving. They're driving, whether it's personal or he was working. So he was driving an 18-wheeler, and that is very, very dangerous. As somebody who traveled up and down the New Jersey Turnpike a ton, hundreds and hundreds of times to go to work when I worked in New York City, one thing I actually took comfort in, there was a ton of truck stops along the way, and you always saw truckers pulled over and crashed because wherever they were going, it was like, okay, that's it, that's as far as I can go, and that's where they would nod off for a while. So the National Transportation Safety Board is working with the state police in New Jersey to try to look at all the issues, including the idea that he might have been sleeping, might have fallen asleep right before that. So one of Morgan's friends, mentors, writers, a comedian himself, James McNair, was dead at the scene of that accident. His assistant, Morgan's assistant, and another comedian were also injured and in critical condition there. So it was just bad all the way around. And some people were talking about that over the weekend. It does make you think the time they were traveling and just one of those things of that instant, that split second. It's when in doubt, if you're exhausted, boy, oh boy, pull over. I've done it. And I've actually done it on the New Jersey Turnpike where I just knew, I'm not driving. There's no gum I can chew, windows I can open, music I can blast, because we know the tricks to keeping myself awake. So that's one thing I certainly wouldn't do. I'll keep a close eye to see what happens with this case. And Walmart's saying they take full responsibility for whatever happens here. They've just said that up front. So it's a big week on the Hill, but it's also a big week when you get that buzz over the lottery. I guess there's always that fantasy among all of us, whether we want to admit it or not, is what would happen tomorrow if suddenly millions of dollars fell into your hands, the game-changing kind of money. Powerball, as I have been reminded by my friend Jack, is up to $257 million. That means when you turn on the tube locally, wherever you're listening to me, you'll see those lines out the door if they sell Powerball, or people will call up their friends and get them to get Powerball tickets if they sell it in their state. But I can think of a few reasons why, a couple of bucks, it might be worth the old try, right? And your state probably uses the money to pump back into education. Stay with us. Coming up next, we're talking about mosquitoes. Well, no, we're not talking about mosquitoes, are we? Are we talking about mosquitoes? I think we're going to hold mosquitoes off till a little bit later. I think you need to hang with us. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play your music. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter. In other words,
this isn't about we didn't get invited to the party, so we should have our feelings hurt, is because we can empower all of the people, diplomats who disagreed with this decision, intelligence folks who disagree with the decision, military folks. That voice never got heard in the final discussions leading up to this deal. This was the wrong message at the wrong time, and we are going to pay for this decision for years.
Congressman Mike Rogers on the Bergdahl situation saying, we're going to be paying for this. The thought is, some of you might agree with this, once you cut this kind of a lousy deal, then you're strapped to this kind of a deal for future. Meaning the negotiating with terrorists thing. That we don't negotiate with terrorists. Yes, in the past, if things happen, have we made certain negotiations? But as a general rule, are we doing that? And if we had a situation where we had XYZ amount of soldiers captured, what would we do? We certainly couldn't do that. We certainly couldn't negotiate across the board, but how could we leave a soldier behind? Which is part of the argument. It's convoluted in a lot of different directions. Look, the bottom line is, let's hear every detail of this whole thing. Bergdahl himself does not want to be called an Army sergeant. He's saying he was tortured by the people who captured him, that he tried to get away at one point, and he did, and then he was captured again. So, did he say, forget it, I'm sick of it, I'm walking off this gig, and then he gets picked up? Well, he certainly walked off his post, by all accounts, because he wasn't plucked out of his unit, out of a car that was flipped over, out of anything like that. We know that to be true, but let's officially let it be true. Okay, he disappeared from his unit. He was held. These are the facts we know. For 5 years by the Taliban. They released video here and there. In the last video in January, the Pentagon thought he looked terrible. as did the White House. Then they started to try to make deals, try to get him back. What could they do? Now where is he? He's in Germany. They have to reintegrate him. They're medically looking at him, asking him all the questions, all that kind of stuff. But he has said, the people treating him at the medical facility in Germany, that he was tortured. He was beaten. He was held in a cage. And then he escaped. He tried to escape again, and he escaped once. And then he was wrangled back into it. And the Taliban is not really saying much about this. The other facts are, there were six men in his unit that went after him, meaning throughout the years they tried to recover him, tried to find him, and they were killed. The family's not happy over how he's being portrayed, what's being discussed, the deal that was cut, however you want to put it. When does he get to come home? It looked like 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, but they're not talking about it for sure. And the Pentagon's not saying anything. They're tighter than a drum right now. Typically, if you are captured and you come back, you would spend maybe 3 weeks of the reintegration process. Maybe 3 weeks. That's what psychologists aim for when they deal with anyone in the military who've been released from captivity. That's what the Pentagon lays out. So once he's considered ready to move on to the next phase, then he's flown into San Antonio, where then he's reunited with his family. We know the story now. It was over a week ago. He was returned in exchange for the release of five Taliban militants from Gidmo. Secretary of State John Kerry says, look, I'm sick of this baloney, this crap, this nonsense. It would have been offensive and incomprehensible to consciously leave an American behind, no matter what. So listen to that statement, and do you agree? Is it inconceivable to leave an American behind, no matter what? Qatar is a tiny Gulf state. It's a go-between during negotiations. It's now is the place where the five prisoners are there for at least a year. That's the understanding that all of us have. There are people supposedly keeping an eye on them, not just the people there. That's what John Kerry said as part of the Sunday Swirl. He's on a couple of the Sunday shows, including CNN. And he said that we have confidence in the restrictions imposed on the detainees as the condition of the release. Could they go back? Could they be involved? I can't tell you that they won't. But I think that we have the ability to protect Americans. So if they pick a fight with us in the future or any other time, it's a big risk for them. The deal, we already know this, was pulled off without giving 30 days to Congress before releasing the Gitmo detainees. Now it's a political firestorm. It's not going to let up. This week is a big week. I keep saying that in Washington. Because we'll hear from Chuck Hagel. Maybe we'll hear some more details. What are we going to find out after that? People really want to know more specifics on the deal. How did the deal come about? How long were they talking about this deal? How long has this gone on? And what's interesting is John McCain's getting blasted a lot in this. He was a prisoner of war during the Vietnam War. He agreed with Kerry that the U.S. should do all it could to get the release of any American being held, but not at the expense of the lives or well-being of other service men and women. He was very specific about that. So it does throw out a couple of things. What is the military code is never leave a man behind, but is it never leave a man behind who is doing everything you're doing in the war and might be disillusioned, but has not abandoned, has not deserted, has not walked off, and has been kidnapped. Don't send them out into the Harry Carey area of Pakistan and Afghanistan and the mountainous regions looking for the soldier. I mean, what risk, how do you define that? What risks are the risks that you take? What also is interesting is Haley, Idaho, had plans for a welcome home celebration. Boom, done. A lot of death threats, a lot of nasty letters, all that kind of stuff. So they're not going to have any kind of a celebration. The parents supposedly are being harassed and threatened, including death threats. So there's big concern over their welfare. So you can bet that this is major damage control at this point. Certainly from Washington. Absolutely from Washington. So now we go back into the whole thing of being court-martialed. In wartime, what do we tolerate and what don't we tolerate? And some people in the platoon are claiming he deserted. And some people think that that's wrong, to judge him, that we live in the land of due process and he's not getting his due process. But here's the thing. You have Susan Rice, who comes out and apologizes in her own way, saying this is what she meant to say when she was on the Sunday shows, again, the National Security Advisor, because she said he served with honor and all of that. And now they're talking about how is she going on and about how he served with honor when he could have been a deserter. So I think the biggest thing that comes out of this whole thing is the debacle of positioning, of not getting their ducks in a row, frankly. Okay, so you're the leader of the free world. Why is there this rush to release things or to make these decisions, these snap decisions sometimes, without realizing, I think, the repercussions of them? So if he was on guard duty and he walked away, wouldn't he have put the platoon in danger when he left? And if you look at Article 85, what is that? If you leave your post during war, you could face life in prison. But does that still mean do you still go and get that person? Or no, they deserted, they walked off their post. You know that to be true, so that whatever happens, happens. The sad thing is that people were killed looking for him. It'd be even a different conversation if that wasn't the case. So how do you classify, because we're famous for labels, how do you classify Bergdahl? How do you classify him and what happened there? When he comes back to San Antonio, it's going to be interesting to see how they pursue it from there. But first he has to go through the whole thing in Germany, and I think that's going to drag out for a little bit longer than people suspect. All right, finally, she is in our virtual green room, re-rack-wise anyway. Amy Ridenour on that EPA proposal that slammed a lot of people in the head last week. More reaction to that on America Tonight.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Well, you can hear a pin drop all over Washington, D.C. and beyond today. The Environmental Protection Agency on Monday released new rules that call on power plants to cut their carbon emissions 30% by 2030. The new rules, you can find them all over the EPA's website, are part of President Obama's payback, you know, that whole climate change plan that he ran on back in 2008. So there is a major battle going on with Republicans and coal state Democrats and a lot of business groups not happy about this. What does it mean to you and me? We'll talk about that as well. In our virtual green room, if you will, Amy Ridenour, chairman of the National Center for Public Policy Research. Amy, when you heard this today, what was your reaction?
Well, I guess disgust would be the best word, because we're going to kill a lot of jobs, tens of thousands to start with, probably hundreds of thousands more over time. We will probably double our electricity bills, cause brownouts for ourselves, and we will not affect the temperature of the planet in any measurable way, if at all.
But see, here's the thing. The EPA chief, Gina McCarthy, would just disagree with you. She'd say, listen, for every dollar the government invests in the new climate initiative, families are going to see $7 in health benefits. And they're releasing crazy figures saying that this is how much money we're going to save. I just want to know, where are they getting these figures from?
They make them up. I'm sorry to say this, but there's a lot of lying going on. Just to be perfectly blunt. A couple of years ago, there was another regulation that got some genuine pollutants out of the air. Today, the president and the EPA, meaning the White House, they spoke about kids not getting asthma and people having health benefits from today's rule using the regulations that already exist for some of these other pollutants. What they're talking about today is carbon dioxide. That's what we breathe out. It does not hurt us. It is not a pollution. It is not pollution. We breathe it in, we breathe it out, we're fine. So what they did, and they admitted it later, they don't even mind if they lie. It's just amazing. They got caught, they admitted it. Oh, yeah, okay, that was an earlier rule, and it's already in place. So if they didn't do this today, those benefits would still exist, and indeed we have them now. So that's how they fed it, just to put a word on it. They lied.
And, you know, and it's interesting. The number is, what they're saying is that it'll generate more than $90 billion in climate and health benefits, what you're just talking about, compared to the $7.3 billion to $8.8 billion in costs. And here was the other thing they said. In the first year, going along with the same thing that I said before, and you just mentioned this, they're saying that the rule, that's what they said earlier, as you say, then they roll it back a little, the rule would avoid up to 150,000 asthma attacks and 2,100 heart attacks. I have spoken with some of the best doctors in the world because of this job, Amy, and I don't know how you guarantee that in the first place. Do you?
Well, no, but, you know, that's the funny thing. They have climate models that they say are going to cause the planet to catastrophically heat. These climate models are not coming true. So they just keep repeating that that's what they say, regardless of the fact that they're not coming true. That's what they're doing here, too. They're speaking of a benefit that does not exist. Now, I agree. I am not a medical doctor. But I have never in my life heard of a child getting asthma or a person having a heart attack because they had a tiny, tiny bit more CO2 in the air. And we are talking about a very, very tiny bit more CO2 in the air. That just doesn't cause heart attacks.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with you. And here's the other part of this. I said at the beginning, businesses have to be going nuts over this. And then you think of the coal states. You talked about how many jobs, the potential jobs that are lost here. I mean, this is just going to cripple places like West Virginia, isn't it?
Well, yes, and Kentucky, and a few states that aren't voting Democrat, so I suspect the president doesn't care quite as much as he might otherwise. And, you know, I guess Ohio, they must have some concern about Ohio because it's a swing state, but the president has already been reelected, so he doesn't care quite as much about that. But I will say this, you can tell, because this administration is so political, you can tell what they believe the public reaction to this is by the fact that they announced that swap with our former soldier, I'll call him, for five terrorists to step on this EPA story. Now, they've had years to do a trade to free that guy, and they managed to do it right when they were making an EPA announcement. And they did step on quite a bit of the news. Tells you what they think the public thinks about what they're doing.
Yeah. Yeah, interesting. You're right. The timing over the weekend and then roll into this for sure. And now here's the other part of this. You mentioned Kentucky, which, again, is one of those coal places. The Senate Minority Leader, as you know, Mitch McConnell, one of the representatives from Kentucky, longtime representative, he's supposedly going to introduce some legislation this week that would block the regulations. But once you do this, it's hard to roll some of this back, isn't it?
Well, yes, of course it is. And also people make investment decisions and so forth from the fact that these rules exist and could continue. And no one knows who the next president's going to be, let alone which party that person's going to be or what they would think about this particular rule. It seems clear to me, and I can't prove this exactly, but it seems fairly clear to me that this White House and the leaders of the Democratic Party are in part doing things in order to get money from campaign donors. There are quite a few very well-heeled Democratic donors who truly, apparently, believe in the catastrophic global warming theory and are making donations based on whether they think people are working on it, basically the Al Gore position. So if the White House wants to get those donations, they have to show that they're doing something. Well, if those donors stay out there, I'll just make up a name, John Doe, Democrat. Gets elected in 2016. Is John Doe going to whirl this back knowing that he will lose donors for his reelection? Probably not. And if a Republican wins, are they going to rule them back knowing that they will be attacked by the green groups and the news media? Maybe. Depends on who it is, but maybe not.
Yeah, it's definitely political. The other side of this, in talking about this whole, this is how much money people are going to save, doesn't this really slam the people who would be on the lower economic ring and minorities, I would think?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because just think about it. If you're a fairly wealthy person or even upper middle class, you may not like what you have to pay to put gas in your car or how much your electric bill is, but you can afford it. If you are someone who is carefully looking at your bank balance to make it to the end of the month, maybe doing without a few meals or eating the cheapest food possible, and your electric bill doubles, that's a big, big deal to you. So, yes, the lower-income people, even, you know, some middle-class people, anybody who's living paycheck to paycheck, really, is going to be affected by this. And, you know, bluntly, minorities are disproportionately lower-income. So, yeah, this hurts black folks and immigrants and Hispanics disproportionately compared to people who have either lived here a long time, the Caucasians, however you want to phrase it. This is, you know, you talk about your war on women. This is a war on minorities and the poor.
Yeah, I think it is, too, because then what you have to pay, it's like they say, well, then you come up to standards. Well, look around what you have to pay for those standards. I mean, this is kind of a wild example, but it's like the stuff with the light bulb and then the what's happening now when you get rid of the supposedly LED light bulbs and energy savers, what happens in some of how they don't, you know, how they're polluting actually the lead. Some of that stuff is coming out and what it's doing and how they pounded it into, several of those landfills. So then you go to shop, right, for these light bulbs. And yesterday I was out, Amy, and I saw this giant thing of, you know, this is it. This is all we have in stock at the Home Depot. And then you looked at these tiny light bulbs next to them and they were $15. The new energy-saving light bulbs. So you either buy the stuff before it goes out of stock or you look at the $15 light bulbs. How is somebody that's on a limited budget going to be able to afford even that?
Well, that's absolutely right. And I think the light bulbs are a perfect analogy because they sold it to us saying we would save money, we would save electricity, and the bulbs would be cheaper because we wouldn't have to replace them. And how often do we have to replace them? Often. People aren't, you know, they said, oh, 10 years. 10 years is easy, so you'll save over time. And then people aren't getting 10 years out of them. And that's the same thing that's going to happen here. There are 600 coal-fired power plants, electricity plants in the United States. They cannot, in any rational economic way, go along with this regulation. The smart thing for them to do is just to close down. If they close down, they stop generating power, obviously. They also stop buying coal. Now, the coal guys, you know, this will cost more, but they can export the coal to India, to China. So that coal will still get burned, which is, you know, a little bit of an environmental thing. Coal's
right.
Going to get burned anyway, but, you know, right. Did the president mention that? No, he did not. So they're not going to have 600 plants. Now, some of these will be replaced with other plants, but that's a lot of money, a lot of money. And we're going to have brownouts. I mean, I'm quite serious. If we keep this up and it does not get amended or abated, you know, if you live in the South and you want your air conditioning, you're going to find you don't have as much of it. And there's some states, of course, with more coal-fired power plants than others. Like Illinois has a bad situation, for example. Other states, it's much, you know, they may have more nuclear and some other things. Depends on where you live. But there are going to be people who go without electricity part of every week because of this, if it continues. Now, my hope is the American people will stand up and say, no way, no how, forget this. There is a comment period for 30 days. Folks want to come to my website. I haven't written it up there yet, but in the next hour, conservativeblog.org, we'll have instructions for how you can comment. It's free. You can do it by email. Anybody can do it. They actually do read these things, and I hate to say it because it's a cliche, but seriously, do talk to your congressman. And I don't mean just the Republicans. There are a lot of Democrats who, while, yes, it's the president's in their party, they are open to hearing criticism on them. There's some that aren't. There's some that have their minds totally closed.
Right.
But this is a life post issue. People understand this kills jobs. People understand this doubles the price of electricity. And no congressman wants to explain that to the choice.
Yeah.
So I would not hesitate to share your views if you care about them.
I agree. Amy Rittenour, great stuff.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call? And how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Studios here at the satellite facility of America tonight to find that the mailbox is full. Thank you so much. All the nooks and crannies everywhere in between, you are sending your thoughts. By the way, if you want to flip in your two cents, you can always do that at 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE. But without further ado, let's check those emails.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. This one is from Chuck, listening to us, by the way, because he said, I am a listener, Kate, on 1480 AM in Port Charlotte. I've heard you give a shout-out to Port Charlotte. Thank you very much. I think he said you used to cover the Rangers when they came to spring training. I did. I talked about one of the Dairy Queens that was there because in my area there weren't any Dairy Queens left, so when we go to spring training, a lot of the players would do the same thing. They were loading up on those blizzards and stuff, like, you know, 8 o'clock at night after they had done all their workouts and everything else. So a whole bunch of us would make the rounds, and that would be one of the places that we would certainly stop. Yep, a great affiliate, WFLN, so thanks for mentioning that. The question is, what do I think will happen to Bergdahl? And what's happening now is the process. He goes through the whole Germany thing, then he comes back to the United States, goes to San Antonio. They'll do all the psychological tests and everything else. And then the military handles it. What happened 5 years ago? They have to do the process. And I think that he's found guilty of deserting. Maybe not. Maybe there's something that I totally am unaware of. From what I understand, and even through my own source who knows only so much because the Pentagon is really sealed up on this one, And certainly this isn't a secret. All of us have been talking about it. The picture is, okay, he was at his guard post, he walked away. Did he walk away because it was crazy, the whole thing of war, he deserted, he couldn't take it anymore, he was a peacenik, you know, you could come up with whatever thing you want to come up with, but he joined the military, jumped into the military, goes to serve, and then we know what happens to a lot of people that get in that situation. Sadly, we're seeing the suicides when they come back because they're seeing their friends killed, in some cases, right in front of their faces with this, with the IEDs, and it's just a slaughterhouse with some of the things that have happened to too many of our people coming back without limbs and all that sort of stuff. But back to Bergdahl. So then when we see what happens with the military, which is, if you're asking me to look into a crystal ball, that's what they'll declare. And then what does that mean from there? It just means the conversation continues as to the 30 days and, oh, we're outraged and we can't believe this and this can't happen again. And the White House already said, geez, we're sorry, we had to do this, and there'll be more of that conversation, then that's it. That's where it ends. And is there any kind of precedent set? No, there's just an emphasis to say, well, the law is the 30 days, but there's not going to be some kind of, people think there's going to be some kind of impeachment or some other thing. There won't be. I mean, this is a president who's deep into that second term. He's at that turning point, and then it's on to 2016. But it will be part of the debates and questions that come up for the presidential debates and the midterms. I think it comes up too because of Congress, because all the people that you have up that are up in Congress, just as a little bit, because there's so many other things that will also bubble up as a result of that. All right, we got this one from Bob listening to us in Michigan, and Bob says, "Hey Kate, I know you're a big horse racing enthusiast. Did you watch what happened to California Chrome over the weekend? And were you surprised? Did you think Chrome was going to win the Triple Crown?" You know, I have to say, in my heart, I was hoping that the horse would win. We haven't had a Triple Crown winner since Affirmed. I've told the story in the air before. My second cousin was the trainer for a horse called Smarty Jones that almost did it in 2004. His name was John Service, and Smarty Jones was the underdog horse from Philadelphia Park. That didn't happen. That's a close race, really lost by a nose. In this case, it was a blowout. This horse came in fourth, and Toneless was the horse that won. So not even really that close. And I was surprised by that. I don't know. I thought the horse had so much kick and everything. I was buying into it. I figured, yeah, this horse is gonna make it close anyway. And that didn't really happen. But that's horse racing, boy. It's a weird lock on history. The thing I like about history is all the facts, the nuggets, and whatnot. It's the same thing with sports. There's so much history in sports. And that's a record that, I don't know, might not be broken. We might not see it broken, especially with what's going on in horse racing. You have to win the first two legs and then debates over the rest of the field. And I don't know, it wouldn't be shocking to think that in my lifetime I'm not going to see another Triple Crown winner. This one comes to us from Alan, who is listening to us on 1450 AM, Huntsville, Alabama, WTKI. I love it. It's a good reminder, if you are listening to us on demand, if you've listened to us on demand and there's something that's going on, you're seeing us, you're, you know, streaming us, you're getting us on one of the many fabulous radio affiliates we have, tell us where you listen to. Tell us where you're listening to us. So that's great that they both included that. And Alan says, Kate, we love you here in Alabama, and I was wondering what you think is going to happen in these NBA finals. I heard you mention something about the Spurs the other day, and you thought if they took the first two games, that'd be really tough to climb the mountain for Miami when the series moved back to Miami. By the way, I'm a big fan of what you're talking about with your politics, but also when you mention sports now and then, and since it's the finals, I thought I would get your take on that. Well, Miami beat the Spurs, so they, in a wild finish, it was like 2-point difference, 98-96, but the box score doesn't tell the difference. I think the difference maker was LeBron James was in the whole game. They didn't have the weird air conditioning thing happen. He scored 35 points. Defensively, what he adds to them is huge. I mean, they could have gone either way. So now with the split, that does make it not quite as easy for San Antonio. I mean, these two are pretty evenly matched. So the Heat did what they had to do. They had to, I think they would have been in trouble if they had been down two games, and now they're not. So that makes it a series that I thought was going to go seven games, and I think there's a good chance it could go seven games. How about that? All right, let's move on to this one. This one from Frida. And Frida says, hello, Kate. I think this whole thing with Bergdahl is just so sad, is what I think. Here we are tearing each other apart over this soldier who was held prisoner for 5 years, tortured by the Taliban. And maybe he went nuts in his head and walked off. Maybe he was bipolar. Maybe he saw some sickening things and just couldn't take it anymore. And he left his post. And maybe he was going to even come back. Who knows? The guy just messed up. But we don't know all the details, and everybody is just slamming him to the ground. And I don't know that I think that is fair. I think the whole situation stinks. Really, there's no good answer to any of this, let's face it. And I guess I'm answering my own question, but what do you think? Yeah, well, there is no good answer to this. You are answering your own question. There is no good answer. Of course there's not. Because it's lousy that there were people killed looking for him. That's number one. It's terrible, awful. And if you're the parent, what would that feel like? It would feel like someone reaching in and twisting your intestines. I mean, that's what it would feel like. Because then that all bubbles up. And then I think the big mistake was, and I'll say it again if you haven't heard me say this, the brutal mistake was the way the White House handled this again. Susan Rice, oh, he's a hero, he signed up for war, blah, 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 blah. Why are you saying that? Why do you even have to classify it? I mean, actually, Chuck Hagel said the right thing. Just when he was bombarded with questions about deserting, that, listen, he has to have the process done. There was this opportunity. This is what happened. Here's what we're doing. Here's what we're doing now. He didn't add a bunch of extra details into it that get so convoluted, and that's, I think, what happened. The details of calling him a hero and then the death threats at his hometown, because people are upset when they hear the stories of the soldiers that were killed. That's natural. So why the White House doesn't hire better PR people? All politicians have PR people. I don't know, because they never get the message straight, that's for sure. And I agree, it's an awful, awful mess, and it's going to be sorted out in the next couple of months. Probably by the end of the summer, maybe by the end of the summer, we'll know the fate of Bergdahl, but maybe not, because if he goes through a court-martial process, essentially, then it would go deep into the year, probably by the end of the year. Send us your thoughts and tell us where you're listening to us, americatonight.net. Thanks for all those emails.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.